T-O-T-D-I-S.
N9XJ mobile monitoring. N9XJ mobile. KTABDK testing 1 2 3 3 2 1 test 1 2 3.
Yeah, doing test. KDADBY mobile, Emily City, you're 4x4.
Roger, thank you. Testing on HQ from the office. Trying to get one of the new receivers programmed up and trying to get floats broken out and everything like that. So we should be good. But I thank you for the report and in Lake City.
73-8080-DY mobile.
Radio repair test 1 2 3 1 2 3. Radio repair testing. KTABDK, clear. Test 1 2 3. Test 1 2 3.
There's a buzz coming in there with you, and there's a heck of a squelch crash in Yankee. Give it us up here.
Hey, Jeff, I think he knows all that. He's playing around with the remote receivers.
Test 1 2 3. Good test, Sean. Hey, Paul. Yeah, go ahead.
It's the repeater. Red light, no matter what.
Gotcha. And you'll need the USB for that. I guess we put it on the list. PCAPD6.
Feel like running it to me so I don't lose my paid-for parking spot?
Yep, stand by. I'll be on my way. PCAPD6.
All right, I've got one of the cables in my upper right drawer of my desk, and then I've got the computer with power supply is just to the left of my microwave.
All right, we'll be in route momentarily. KCAPDK.
All right, if you come in off of CAS, I'll... as soon as you just stop, and I'll just run out and grab it. Yeah. Paul, you want to call me here or over on work? Paul, you got to be here or on work radio?
Yeah, roger that.
Either or. You got to just stay here or go over to work?
Go over to work, too.
All right, I'll see you there. W, A, to B.
See you, PDK.
KCAPDK from W8FU.
Yes, I'll go.
I assume you're on the wrong one now.
Moment, please.
If you are, stay there.
KCAPDK.
Right one or wrong one?
The correct one currently.
All right. I'll catch you on RPR2.
Roger that. KCAPDK.
W8FU.
W8ABE.
KE4 is UIQ testing at frequency. Any out of frequency able to give a radio test? KE4 is UIQ. station there, KE4ZYQ here. I'm picking out an HT hooked up to a ladder line, J-Paul antenna, roger.
Yeah, I don't have a very good radio set up right now. I'm on an HT as well, so I think I'm further from the new repeater site, but the call sign was ADACJ.
Yeah, ADHCJ, I think it was. You got Joe over here in Clinton Township, KE4ZYQ. I got a Bofang hooked up to a ladder line, J-Paul, with a remote mic, external mic, so I'm just trying it out in my exercise room.
Yeah, roger, roger. I'm on the Lapeer machine here. I used to live a mile from it, but it moved recently for because of the storm, so... All right, I just wanted to come back and give you the radio check there and tell you your machine seems to be working okay. I do have a little bit of a choppy copy on my repeater, though, so I don't know if it's you or me or what, but ADHCJ.
Yeah, I recognize that call sign. I've talked to you before. I can't remember your name. What was it again?
Yeah, the name here is Chance, Charlie Hotel Alpha, Nancy Charlie Echo. I don't recall the call sign exactly, but it's possible we've talked.
Yeah, it's probably a while ago, but I appreciate it. Hopefully my modulated volume's not real, real low. I got everything up to the max power output and all, but you know these HTs. Well, thanks for the comeback, Chance, the talk, the QSO, brief QSO. Make sure it's working. KE4ZYQ will be listening out.
Yeah, yes, sir, no problem. Like I said, Bofang on just a Nagoya whip here, but like I said, I'm on the Lapeer system. I don't know. I think you're coming through a different system. But all right, 7-3, sir, ADACJ, and I'll be clear.
Yep, take care. Thanks for the comeback again. Like I said, KE4ZYQ clear.
WCB, this is Katie Whitney.
KYNU, good evening to you. This is NHWCB. Well, it was a nice sunshiny day, a little cool and crisp. Pretty nice out there now. How did we do today at work?
Oh, it was busy. It was phone call to phone call. It was one of those things that I don't mind doing phones, but today I was kind of regretting.
Oh boy, one of those heavy phone days there. Yeah, I believe it. Well, first you could look and see who was doing 911 the radio today, and I don't know whether I'm sure they probably were pretty busy too. It sounds like it's an all around busy Friday.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was bad. I felt bad for them, but I felt bad for myself too. I was just like, this is just nonsense. This is a good time to go home. I need to go back and take a nap or something like that.
Well, another 12 down the chute, and you know, maybe you got two more to go. So, say, you out the door and head to home.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I got tomorrow and Sunday, and I'll be off Monday. They were looking for overtime. I'm like, nah, not this time, guys. Sorry, I'm good. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Especially doing this 24 is going to be my business. That would be for you doing four in a row, and then six before Monday and Tuesday, six in a row. I don't blame you on that one. Especially if you really need the extra cash or anything. I don't blame you.
Yeah, no, I'm good with the overtime. I've got my longevity check coming next week, and my pay raise kicks in next week, so I'm good.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you there. Share the wealth along there. Let somebody else deal with the overtime. I don't blame you in that regard. It's somebody else's problem. It'll get back around to you again, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. There might be a time I might take it, but I'm good. My PTO went up almost making like 6 hours a week in PTO, so I'm like, eh. Add up the bank there and just take a vacation down or something like that.
Yeah, that's the first there of staying one time, I guess. You're definitely gaining more time off and more longevity, more the benefits there. Reaping those early years, they're working on midnight shifts. Some of them days that you don't want to work or something. It works out pretty good. Definitely is a nice feeling.
Hey, Wayne, yeah, for sure. How was your spotter class last night? How'd that go online?
I enjoyed it. It was a good class. It goes through a lot of the basics. There's either a little quiz online, and you can answer the questions. Pretty much everybody got it right. That type of thing. But again, just a lot of good information. A lot of refresher, and I enjoyed it very much.
Good. It's nice to do it online, once in a while. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I've got a meeting with National Weather Service here this weekend that we'll get online and do a Zoom or Google Meet with them here Saturday. So it'll be good. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing what's up, what's new, and what's going on.
NAWP. Well, I think that, again, it's good to touch base with them, where we're at, where you're at, and such, what things they're on and such. And so I think it's a good thing. Like I say, they had a good presentation, had a lot of questions that they pretty much hung around. I think it was a 7 to 8:30 class. They were probably done by 9 or 5 after 9 or so, but the presenters did a nice job. I'm glad you're getting a chance to meet with them and go over some things on the county desk and where they're at.
Yeah, it'll be good.
sounds like we're aiming for some more storms here in a couple of days, from what I've heard. And, with the active weather this summer, so we'll see how things go and kind of go from there.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Kind of like say, just it's far out, and kind of seems time draws a little bit near where it's at. But yeah, I've heard that too. Kind of keeping a kind of an eye on Facebook and on their pages and that. So yeah, we'll see what comes up from it. But good to get that class down and. The other counties here in the area also spoke out for the class online. Another, I guess there's another one in May, if I'm not mistaken. So it'll be good.
Yeah, good. How'd you did things in that line last night? Were you able to hear any of it, or did you follow along, or?
Actually, I did. I kind of had an ear on the Skywarn and, listened to the net. I know the question that was asked about the FCC and the various responses and that. Definitely want to, work from here, but I think, again, the FCC will be a good exercise in that. It seemed like it was good then. I wasn't able to check some of your announcements. I actually checked on the Oakland County Digital net last night. That was at 7:30, and I think I also did their net at 8 o'clock last night, too. Like I say, I was able to listen also to the Skywarn class. That was kind of good for the multicasting type of thing.
Hey, when you... I'm glad. Yeah, I think the net went well. I mean, we had a decent amount of check-ins. We didn't have as many as we normally have, but that's right. We're getting into better weather and people are busy and stuff like that and whatnot. But that's all right. Good net. Mike had a good question, and the set is coming up, looking forward to it, and getting going, preparing things for that. We got a leadership meeting here at the end of this week, so we'll start discussing some of that stuff, and it's going to go and just get things going. So we're geared up for a fun time, a good time.
NAWPB. It sounds like you've got some good planning sessions ahead. Staying in meeting with the National Weather Service and that. I thought I heard there from Oakland County say something about meeting with Oakland with the National Weather Service. I don't know whether the group is just a part of it or just you or however that is, but. I'm glad. The groups down here active and participating, working together, and I did hear something last night about the potential Oxcom class. If I heard right, I hope I'm hearing heard right, not true. But I heard something about that the classes have all been canceled until further notice. Do you know anything about that?
I know that they're having a hard time getting instructors for Oxcom. It's kind of the big thing. There were some other things that were going on in the background that I won't discuss on the radio, but major point for Oxcom itself is they're fighting it hard to get instructors and people to teach out this way in general.
Roger that. Yeah, I know what you're saying there. I just wanted to make sure that I was hearing right what they were saying last night. I thought, wow, because I know this was a, there was a push to hopefully get something down here. But I'm sorry to hear about that. But again, hopefully the window or the door of opportunity will open itself up again soon. Whatever needed to get it going, we'll be able to go forward. But like you said, a lot of
our task force approved here for District 2, so I'll be distributing that here shortly, and here's the next meeting, and I'll be getting that going, and I'll touch base with you on the other stuff here off here.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, that'll be good there. Like you say, I wanted to make sure my that is hearing things right. Or I was keeping on the Skywarn train and being kept it right. But I'd also heard too the books are, I guess, they're getting to the point where they're ready and stuff. So yeah, it sounds like you guys have done a lot of hard work on getting that all prepped and putting the final touches on it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be good. I think there's a lot of good stuff to it. It'll make the task force will make it to where it'll be easier to give a standard of deployment, a standard of where we're at, and then also it'll help us if we need to cover like some down Milton County or some Lee or things where we can step up and kind of know, okay, this is what you need to know when you cross the border and help out. This is what they're going to be expecting. So.
And it gives some organization, like I say, I think what you just said, that giving some organization the blueprint there, and obviously, sometimes there's a little bit of variances. You've got to be flexible, but it needs to give the blueprint. And again, for region 2 here, what is needed here. So, that's like you say, guys have worked hard, worked diligently on that. And I'm glad that that's been put together to get the fruit of it. Good blueprint for
distributed, and everybody will have their own book, and you know, brings off a couple of them, you know. And, it's good to have on you. It's good to have. In our training, you know, it's like we're told, hey, you know, you might want to have like a couple of them on you, especially if you're deployment. And you kind of know, hey, this is what you can do, and you know, you can, you know, probably if you're going over to you know, work in lean, you can still keep, hey, this is what I, you know, doing in my task book. I can you know, sign off or you know, signed off. This is what I'm going to do for you. And you just feel it's better, hey, this is what you can do. So I'm going to put you to work here. Or, you know, they come up here, and, you know, say, okay, you know, you can do this. All right, go over here and do this. So. It's good stuff. It really is. Looking forward to it. I think we're heading in the right direction as a you know, county, ARPSC, and also as a district as well.
I agree with you on that one. Yes, like you said, you're locally and also your district too. Things are coming together slow but sure, and a lot of meetings, a lot of behind the scenes. But again, I starting to see the first of it. And again, the job well done, you guys, getting the ball rolling there and laying the foundation.
Yeah, it's good. It's been fun. It's been a lot of work. Like I said, I think it's worth it, and I think it'll prove well here in the next few months, coming months and coming years, and a lot of good stuff coming down the pipeline. So we'll see. When I was talking to John about a couple other things, and one of them was like background checks and stuff like that, and he kind of pointed me in a direction that they used out in Colorado, and with it, it also gives us insurance if we ever get deployed. So I'm looking into getting that all set up here and signed up, you know, sign our county up for it, so we will have that to use as well.
That sounds like a good plan. You know, from what I've seen on the web, Colorado has a, sounds like they have a good OxyCom program out there. They really have a good website, very thorough, and a lot of good information there. Definitely kind of looked it over a little bit myself, just kind of checking around. Some of the other states are. That one definitely stood out to me. Very comfortable.
Yeah. So it's going to be good. It really is. So more to come. More to come down the road. But I'm home good. So I'm going to head in and grab some dinner and relax here. But I appreciate you coming along on the way north. And, hopefully you guys have a good evening. I heard we're on the upward trend of the temperature. So no more snow. We get out and hopefully barbecue here soon.
Yeah, there you go. Definitely with the longer days, and like you said, you're on the upward trend. I agree. That sounds pretty good. Absolutely. But yeah, thanks a lot for the ride along. A good conversation tonight, and you're halfway home for work anyway. But you're home right now, and so we'll let you head on with everyone and tell them hello and enjoy your dinner, enjoy your night, get some rest, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Again, thanks for the ride along. 73 to 88 for the family. We'll talk to you again soon. And AWCB is clear on your mind.
Okay. Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Well, Mom, we said hi. 73s and 88 to you, Mom. KYNU.
TOTDIS. TOTDIS. Node 594950 connected to node 550461. TOTDIS. TOTDIS. Node 3224669 connected to VHF hub. TOTDIS. 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 Node 3224669 connected to VHF hub. Node 3224669 disconnected. Node 3224669 connected to VHF hub.
NATJ message.
WYRC Mobile.